Dienies en pas met jou wêreld, ek is Olkut C, goeiemiddag. DA sê kabinetherskommeling gaan slegs oor Zuma se eie politieke oorlewing en Rand reageer sleg op politieke woelinge. Die DA se parlementêre hoofsweep John Steenhuisen sê vandag se kabinetherskommelinge wat die afdanking van Blyden Zimande as minister van hoër onderwys ingesluit het, is 'n poging deur president Jacob Zuma om homself met loyaliste te omring.
The nothing of Mr. Blyden Zimande, SACP leader, clearly a score-settling exercise between Zuma and the SACP, who have been very vocal against state capture and calling for President Zuma to step down. Obviously, this is going to escalate tensions within the tripartite alliance going forward.
Steenhuisen sê die besluit om David Mhlobo van die staatsveiligheidsportefeulje na energie te skuif is ook kommerwekkend.
Very clear that President Zuma has not abandoned the idea of the trillion rand nuclear deal with Russia, and Minister Mhlobo's very strong ties with the Putin administration and the Russian state security apparatus. Clearly, he's been moved into this key portfolio to facilitate this Russian nuclear deal and ensure that it goes ahead.
Intussen het die markte ook reageer op die herskommeling met die rand wat byna onmiddellik met 0.5% teen die dollar verswak het. Politieke analis aan die Noordwes Universiteit Theo Venter sê die herskommeling self is nie 'n verrassing nie, maar die feit dat daar nie plek gemaak is vir ANC leierskapskandidaat Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma in die kabinet nie, is wel. Hy glo dit dra by tot politieke onsekerheid. Ekonoom Davie Rood sê die politieke onsekerheid word gekoppel aan beleidsonsekerheid en het 'n direkte uitwerking op die rand, waarvan die waarde geval het van R13.32 na R13.45 teen die dollar.
Additionally, the Minister of Finance is going to deliver his so-called mini-budget within the next 2 weeks, which also probably will contain quite a lot of bad news. I think if there's more political clarity in South Africa, then I think the rand can quite easily break through 13 and go to much stronger levels.
Mango lugredery se vlugte tussen Bloemfontein en Kaapstad is nie deur die staking van Mango vlieëniers geraak nie. Mango woordvoerder Sergio Dos Santos sê die lugredery het sedert Sondag gebeurlikheidsplanne in plek gestel vir die staking. Dit kom nadat onderhandelinge tussen Mango en Solidariteit, wat ongeveer 95% van Mango se vlieëniers verteenwoordig, 'n dooie punt bereik het. Solidariteit eis 'n verhoging van 8.5%, terwyl die lugdiens slegs 'n salarisverhoging van 6% aanbied. Dos Santos sê, hulle sal kliënte per SMS of e-pos kontak indien daar enige veranderinge in vlugte vanaf Bloemfontein sou voorkom.
What we've managed to do is reaccommodate the majority of our passengers on alternative flights as well as our own flight. There are several delays. So please stay tuned to our social media where we will publish the most up-to-date information. And also feel free to contact us at our call center.
Jou hoofstorie hierdie uur. Die DA se parlementêre hoofsweep John Steenhuisen sê vandag se kabinetherskommelinge is 'n poging deur president Jacob Zuma om homself met loyaliste te omring. Vir die jongste nuus in Engels en Afrikaans gaan na ofm.co.za.